Chapter 25. In the odd dream, I had a hot tub. I lay back in it, luxuriating, the water churning to a controlled froth by jets that hit it and me from dozens of angles. The water was at that perfect temperature, a little short of scalding my skin, and the heat of it sank into muscle and bone, warming me deliciously and washing away aches and pains. It was an odd dream, because I have never in my life been in a hot tub. I opened my eyes and looked slowly around me. The hot tub was set in the floor of what looked like a natural cave. Low, reddish light came from what looked like some kind of moss growing on the stalactites overhead. That was odd, because I'd never been in a cave like this either. "Hello?" I called. My voice bounced around the empty cavern. I heard the sound of movement, and a woman stepped into sight from behind a rock formation. She was a little taller than average and had hair that fell in a sheet of golden silk to her shoulders. She was dressed in a silken tunic belted with soft rope, both pure white. The outfit neither displayed any impropriety nor allowed anyone looking to ignore the beauty of the body it clothed. Her eyes were of a deep, deep blue, like a sunny October sky, and her skin glowed with wholesome appeal. She was, quite simply, a stunning creature.
"Hello. I thought it was time we had a talk," she said. "You've had a hard day. I thought pleasant surroundings might suit you."
I eyed her for a moment. I was naked, which was good. The surface of the pool had enough in the way of bubbles and froth to be opaque, which was also good. It saved me the embarrassment of my response to her.
"Who are you?"
She lifted golden brows in a faint smile and seated herself beside the hot tub on the floor of the cave, her legs together and to one side, her hands folded on her lap.
"Have you not reasoned it yourself by now?"
I stared at her for a long minute and then said quietly, "Lashio." The woman bowed her head, smiling in acknowledgement.
"Indeed."
"You can't be here," I said. "I sealed you into the floor under my lab. I imprisoned you."
"Indeed you did," the woman said. "What you see here is not my true self as such. Think of me as a reflection of the true Lashiel who resides within your mind."
"As a what?"
"When you chose to touch the coin, you accepted this form of my awareness within you," Lashiel said. "I am an imprint, a copy."
I swallowed. "You live in my head, and you can talk to me?"
"I can now," Lashiel said, "now that you have chosen to employ what I have offered you."
I took in a deep breath. "Hellfire. I used hellfire today to empower my magic."
"You made the conscious choice to do so," she said. "And as a result, I can now appear to your conscious mind," she smiled. "Actually, I've been looking forward to meeting you. You are a great deal more interesting than most I have been given to."
I said, "you don't look much like a demon."
"Keep in mind, please, that I was not always a resident of hell. I relocated there." She looked at herself. "Shall I add the wings, a harp, a golden halo?"
"Why are you asking me?" I asked.
"Because I am something of a guest," she said. "It costs me nothing to take on an appearance that pleases my host."
"Uh-huh," I said. "If you're my guest, then get out." She laughed, and there was nothing alluring or musical about it. It was just laughter, warm and genuine.
"That isn't possible, I'm afraid. By taking the coin, you invited me in. You cannot simply will me away."
"Fine," I said. "This is a dream. I'll wake up. See ya." I made the simple effort of will required to wake myself from a dream. And nothing happened.
"Maybe it's the painkillers," Lashiel suggested. "And you were, after all, very tired. It looks like we'll be spending a little time together."
I glared for a while. I don't usually take the time to glower at things in dreams, either. "What do you want?" I said.
"To make you an offer," she said.
"The answer is no," I said.
We now return me to my regularly scheduled dream. She pursed her lips, then smiled again. I think you want to hear me out, she said. This is your dream, after all. If you truly wished me to be gone, don't you think you could make it so? Maybe it's the hot tub, I suggested. I saw that you'd never experienced one, Lashiel said. She dipped a toe into the pool and smiled. I have, often. Do you like it? It's okay, I said, and tried to look like I didn't think it was just about the nicest thing ever for an aching and tired body. You know what I know, huh? I exist within your mind, she said. I see what you see, feel what you feel. I learn what you learn, and quite a bit more besides. What is that supposed to mean? I said. That I can do you a great deal of good, she said. I have the knowledge and memory of 2,000 years of life upon this world and infinite thousands outside it. I know many things that could be of use to you. I can advise you, teach you secrets of your craft never known to mortal kind, show you sights no human has ever seen, share with you memory and image beyond anything you could imagine. By any chance, does all of this knowledge and power and good advice come for only 3 easy installments of 1995, plus shipping and handling? The fallen angel arched a golden brow at me. Or maybe it comes with a bonus set of knives, tough enough to saw through a nail, yet still cut tomatoes like this. She regarded me steadily and said, You aren't nearly as funny as you think you are. I had to come up with some kind of response to your offer to corrupt and enslave me. Bad jokes seemed perfectly appropriate because I can only assume that you've got to be kidding. Lashiel pursed her lips, a thoughtful expression. It made me start thinking about how soft her mouth looked, for example. Is that what you think I want? A slave? I gotta look at how you guys work, I said. You're referring to Ursiel's previous host, yes? Yes. He was insane. Broken. I'm not eager to give it a whirl for myself. Lashiel rolled her eyes. Oh, please. Ursiel is a mindless thug. He doesn't care what happens to the holder of his coin, provided he gets to taste blood as often as possible. I don't operate that way. Sure you don't. She shrugged.